Talking to the crew from La Boite, they're here to discuss Highway, which is an exciting program of works in development that goes from the 12th of June to the 24th of June. And we are joined by creative producer Sonia Semik. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks,
Sonia. And Susie Miller. Susie Miller is a multi-award-winning Australian playwright. Brisbane audience may know Susie's work, particularly if you go to La Boite. She did the adaptation of Medea in 2015 and last year collaborated on the brilliant Snow White with Queensland Opera, and presently is an artist in residence. Hi, Susie. How are you?
Hey, I'm really good.
I'm bowing down to you now.
I sound better on paper. Yeah.
On your knees, Q, on your knees. Now, Highway is a new work platform featuring rehearsed readings, showings, workshops, masterclasses, and fevering conversations. I like that. About theatre practice in real time. What is the purpose of a program like Highway, Sonia?
So it is, like you said, it's a new work platform, so it's an opportunity for artists to come in and show a work in its very early stages. That could take shape as a rehearsed reading or a showing, and the conversation is the kind of the key part of this. So we're really looking at engaging the audience who are kind of industry peers, friends, and fellow artists, and getting them to kind of have a say and feedback and become part of the process, become a collaborator of sorts, and really feed into the work.
So, and this is to both of you, you don't think people just want to come in and see a show?
No.
Finished? Done? do they really want to talk to you?
I think that's audiences of way before. Like, that's when audiences didn't, you know, like, new writing is now something that's rigorous and that La Boite particularly support in a way where they're making the development transparent. So, basically, what's great about this program is that, I mean, I had a work on there last year that's now being pushed forward by audience feedback and the really rigorous discussion after. And now Sonia's, like, programmed Highway again, and I get a chance to bring that back to the same people before they see it on stage.
Yes.
So they get to actually see how theatre's made and also be, like, as intelligent audiences to feedback into the work.
Yeah, and so I guess then, therefore, there's an investment from them in your work, in you as an artist, in La Boite as a company, and I guess culture in its own way. Is that the ultimate end goal, do you think?
Absolutely. And it's a chance to dig deeper. It's, you know, you get to hear from the artists. There's a conversation series where they get to kind of dig deeper into the work and the kind of the thematic and all of that. So it's a really sort of multifaceted approach to engaging with a work in this way.
And what are the highlights? What can we expect to see this? I mean, it's so much happening. It's quite remarkable.
There's a lot. We've got some amazing local artists, Susie, and then we've got Digi Youth Arts. Alethea Beetson are bringing back a work called Dislocated. That's sort of the next iteration of that work. That's next week. Stephen Oliver is in the house, and he's developing a new work, and so we'll hear the very first reading of that.
And I've got to say, that blows my mind, that show, because I interviewed Stephen the other day, and I'll post my interview on the Friday Neon Facebook page, and just the premise of, like, if you could go back in time as an Indigenous person, would you change the future?
Yeah, he's looking at...
And what that means...
Absolutely.
It's massive.
Yeah, and he's in development at the moment, so there are some really interesting conversations happening in that room.
Yes.
So it'd be great for him to put that work in front of an audience and see what the response is.
Yeah. So there's Stephen Oliver. There's also, who else is there? There's
we've got an artist called Jodie Mundy flying up from Melbourne in the second week, and she's going to be doing an open rehearsal. So she's working with a deaf artist and a hearing artist and looking at how they communicate, which will be really interesting.
Yeah.
And then we've got the local artists who have put together An Australian, which will be a web series produced by Essential Media, but we're doing a live reading of the web series that'll close out the festival on the 24th.
Fantastic. I know that very well.
I was part of the team.
So I think I'm part of that. On the Sunday, what date is that? That's the last
weekend.
The
24th. Saturday 24th. The 24th, yeah.
This is hot, ladies.
Yeah, it's really
hot. It's going to be great.
Now, Susie, we'll talk about, so your show, The Mathematics of Longing. Can you talk us just through the premise of that? Like, it sounds quite complicated.
It does sound complicated, but actually it's a piece of theatre. Like, if you think of concepts around mathematics and physics and theorems, everyone goes, oh, God, I couldn't do that at school. But if you actually boil them down to what they're kind of actually saying about life and energy and just concepts and actually then extrapolate that into a theatre performance about relationships. Mm. You basically get the feel of the theorem without actually doing the maths, I guess.
Yes.
So, for example, there's one about E equals MC squared, and that is basically it's about weight and mass in physics theory. But in this play, it's actually about the weight of grief. So what calculating the weight of grief within a couple that have, you know, had a great loss.
Okay.
So there's another theory called the theory of entanglement, which if you actually boil that down to what it's essential, I sound like such a maths nerd, it's embarrassing. But if you boil that down to its essential kind of elements, what it's saying is that when two particles are together, they're completely entangled, and even if you separate them, they're still part of each other's life. So if you think about that in relationship terms, I've got a couple that are separating and recognising that their narratives are interlinked forever just because of what they've shared.
Such a great metaphor. Yeah. It really makes sense.
Very
now.
Metaphoric.
Yes.
I think what's fun, though, is the audiences have actually just been so great at feeding back and having a drink in the bar later and saying, this is what I liked. And I thought it was interesting because that character was that one in a different time span. And you think,
yes.
So, like, ideas about time and about mass and about... just about the bending of space and different kind of, multiverse universe or universes multiplied.
Yeah.
All that stuff comes to play, but it's very much about relationships.
Quentin is obsessed by time travel in space. This is one for you.
I was thinking of extra dimension in the way of gravity. Well, not, sorry, that's different. But gravity, I mean.
Yeah, gravitational waves.
I mean, like having... the attraction of gravity, like you get pulled in. So it happens to me. You just, some people get attracted to something and they always have the phrase, why am I attracted to this, that, or the other?
You've got the metaphor happening anyway already.
But it's an interesting thing because it's also, we get a bit curvy, and that's where mass and gravity comes together, and that's why you have that formation of curved space. I think I could be wrong.
You're actually mathematically on some level, assuming there's not too many genius mathematics and mathematicians and physicists out there going, what is she talking about?
Oh, what am I talking about? They're probably giving me a good slap.
But really it boils down to it's really about theatre. Ultimately it's about story, and you'll see the way that the maths and the science weaves in and plays. And there's some humour in it as well. I have to point that out because otherwise it sounds really serious. But
yeah,
there's a physicist at a playwright that are having a fling, and depending on how that night goes determines whether the play is going to be written or not. And I wasn't. It's not autobiographical, sadly.
Sure, Susie.
We can make it autobiographical if you like.
Yeah. And a lot of your work has like quite a feminist perspective, like Medea and then Snow White last year, very strong female characters. Is that part of this? And how does the feminist perspective fit into the maths equation?
Well, that's really interesting. Yeah, I think my work does have a feminist angle because I love writing really strong female protagonists. So I guess that has happened in this play as well. But it doesn't. So basically the women characters are really strong characters, but it's not overtly a feminist take on maths.
No, but it'd be interesting how that sits in that. Are they the positive and the negative?
Come to the show and feed
I know, right. So when I will come back to when your show's on. We're going to go to a song. This is...
This is Art vs. Science, Create and Destroy. Full Triple Z Friday Neon.
Here with Susie Miller and Senja Semek talking about Highway, La Boite. And we're here with Sonia Semek and Susie Miller from La Boite talking Highway, which is the development series of works, which is a selection of works, talks, panels, discussions, I presume some wine, you know, in the new swank bar that's
absolutely
looking especially hot, yes. I must say. Now, Susie... that song was Creation Destruction. This is part of the themes you're exploring. How does that translate onto a stage?
You know what? I'm actually exploring the way that art and science are the same as opposed to art, create and destruct. So I'm doing the opposite of that, really.
Yes,
by saying that actually they deal with answering big questions, and basically science deals with answering big physical questions, and theatre deals with answering or discussing or for reflecting upon really big emotional questions.
Yes.
And relationship questions and why we're here and the big... I don't know. I love theatre for that reason. It's really conceptually based. It asks questions of audiences. It's rigorous.
Mm.
And I think that what's great about Highway is that you will come in... At 7 o'clock you'll sit down and you'll hear a reading. You'll see some fantastic actors from really diverse backgrounds grapple with concepts on stage.
Yeah.
And play with that a bit, because we've been playing with it all day, and we're sharing it with the audience to say, hey, feed back into us. You know, tell us what you think. And basically the audience do that. We all cluster around at the end of it and we all have a chat, and then we go out to the bar, which is this great new bar, as Sunny just said, this amazing space at La Boite that will be the hub of Brisbane at a certain point. And basically we sit out there and there's a lot of wine flowing and there's just this great conversation where people that haven't met or spoken about this before are energised and talk about it. And I take notes constantly and I'm like absorbing all that and go away, and the actors and I get really excited and then we, you know, rewrite with that in mind. So it's a much more direct response to audience than your usual play that just appears in a text and is given to a director and then appears on stage.
Yeah.
And then you see it and then that's the last you. But you've actually been part of the process. And that's a really unique opportunity because it's a sacrosanct space for artists. So it's inviting people in and saying, come in, we're really embracing you. Like, don't hold back. Like, tell us what you think.
As participants in real time rather than in the virtual world.
Yeah, and really we value it so much. Like, as an artist, it's such a joy to have people go, well, I thought this. And you think, oh, wow, that's such a great perspective. I never thought of it like that.
Yeah.
So it actually is, you know.
And more than ever, like, art and science are the ones that are being defunded and shut down and silenced through the world, particularly in the United States of America. Like, I guess, as you're saying, together, they are the things we need more than ever.
But I mean, I studied science and I studied theatre, so I just go, oh, my God, there's such a meeting place, because they're both conceptual areas.
Yeah.
And basically, if you bring those two thought processes together, you could, you know, like, we can come up with lots of stuff.
It's the perfect marriage.
I think it is.
It's like Brian May and Brian Cox, both are musicians.
Exactly.
And exactly. I even got a... We had a media scrum a few years when he first came out to Brisbane to do the Voyager probe thing with the QSO. And I think my first question to him was the relationship between music and science, because it's mathematical in both aspects, with music especially, and then you get to the science bit. And he went on for about 15 minutes, and then, sorry, the other people who had like a two-minute answer, but mine was 15 minutes. But it's interesting that those two, as far as I know, are musically gifted, but also think on the levels of quantum and astrophysical levels, and got their PhDs and whatnot, and they're all professors, doctors and whatnot.
Yeah, and dare I say that maybe even theatre more so than music, because we actually deal with energy on stage, don't we?
Yeah,
so you know, like, there's something about energy that's what the universe is, and space and time, which are the concepts that you actually play with in theatre all the time. You deal with space, you deal with time, and you slide things around.
Have you ever thought of even putting cameras into just... into the audience, putting cameras focusing on the audience rather than, say, the actors, and watch the audience participate by expression on certain scenes, and how, and see if that actually gives a good indication of how synonymous the effect can affect on each person. They make have people could laugh at the same time, smile at the same time, or different reactions.
You have to come to the show. You come to the showing and feed that in. You see, this is the stuff that actually creates...
Well, drag me along.
We're dragging you along.
Next week, is it? Yes, I'll be coming along.
He'll be there.
I'll be there.
Sure. I'll make sure he is.
Beck's going to be there, because I'm going to twist her
around. I'll be there. I'll be in the bar.
I'll be holding her up.
Now, and all the other ones too. I mean, they're all brilliant as well. Once you come to one, you're going to want to come to all of them.
Okay.
So the 2017 Highway Artists all hail from diverse backgrounds, and they've been recognised by La Boite as for their relevance and potential. Why? What is this curatorial choice really around, and what's it mean for the future, I guess, of theatre in Brisbane?
Yeah, so we're looking at, when we talk about diversity, which is a bit of a buzzword and can be, but for us it's so important and so crucial to our programming. We talk about diversity of voices, experiences and practices.
Yes.
So it can speak to a cultural background, and these are culturally diverse artists, and that informs their practice, of course. And so we're looking at different different forms of theatre within this program. So Jodie Mundy is working with artists with disability, and her practice is informed by a very particular way of working with these artists. Black Honey Company coming in and doing giving us a taste of 12, which is one of their new works in development, and that has kind of a hip-hop focus, and so we'll hear the music and it'll be great, and this kind of really amazing experience with them. And Aliyah Monsur, who's a local artist, is working with women from the Palestinian community, and she's doing a verbatim work, so she's using their stories with them, that it's so part of them, and so we're going to hear those as well. So it's such a diverse program, and that kind of diversity is inherent in all the kind of different layers of it.
Yeah, and it just like theatre has transformed in 10 years from what I've seen, quite dramatically, from, as you were saying, Susie, audience stage to this open-ended conversation, and now it used to be very white and very middle class and very bourgeois, but now it is shifted into this. And very male. It's exceptionally. And now it is really shifting into, well, it has to, because otherwise it would be irrelevant, wouldn't it?
Absolutely. And that's how you engage new audiences, and you bring other new people into the theatre and who are incredibly valuable to have in that space.
Yeah.
And so you're sharing stories with everybody, not just, like you're saying, a white middle class audience.
Yeah.
And we need to hear those voices. We need to hear those stories, because, you know, look around. We're surrounded by these people, so we should be seeing their stories on stage.
Yeah. And so if you're listening, I'm sure there's so many things there for all of you, and you're really, really welcome to come and be part of this. It's very exciting. It starts on June the 12th. Goes to June 24th. Susie's show, The Mathematics of Longing, is on the 13th of June.
Oh,
13th. Tuesday.
13th of June, yeah.
13th of June, 5:30 to 7:30. So it's an artist talk and a performance. And you can go online. We'll post the website on our Facebook page. And come in, get involved. There's something there for everyone. And I think the more of your voices that are a part of this, the broader the depth. And I mean, the deeper the depth, the broader the depth
Yeah.
And there's also an opportunity to do some skills development. So we've got the masterclasses and workshops, which are led by some really amazing artists. Guy Webster's doing a sound and composition masterclass.
We love Guy. He's been in here a few times.
He's great. And we've got Caleb Lewis doing a participatory and immersive theatre day. Great. And that'll be fantastic. He's looking at gaming the narrative. So looking at the way, again, we tell stories and the way that we participate in that experience. So there's a lot. And there's conversations and live music. So get on the website and have a look.
Fantastic.
And just, can I just add in that they've priced it so cheaply that even an artist can afford to go.
The most affordable. Yeah,
it's really cheap.
Yeah. Brilliant. That's fantastic. It's so exciting. And Q and I will definitely be there regularly,
yes,
won't we?
Let me know what
in
day
the audience,
it is,
putting our 2 cents in there.
After the show, tell me.
And a glass of wine.
Oh, yes. No. Friday Neon with Beck, Mac and Q. And it's nearly the...
Well, it's 5 away from news time, but thank you very much, Sanya, and also Susie, for joining us on Friday.
Thank you.
We've got a song for you now. This is the Eagles.
Love it.
Already Gone.
We love the Eagles on Friday, New York.
Already Gone. You want us out of the studio.